Mowing the lawn under the weight of the summer sun is a wearisome chore. Around the house, the garden, the barn, between the upper pasture and the riding ring. But when the dew lifts from Coyote Hollow, which gets later and later in September, I set my course and begin. And sometimes, if I'm energetic, I'll mow the entire yard in a single outing. The mower blades slice and the vent spits out various greens of timothy, Kentucky bluegrass, witchgrass, then sprays of purple and orange and yellow as vetch, fleabane, and hawkweed fall before the mower. Beyond a seemingly endless run of grass stretches ahead of me, past the stone wall, the raspberries, and down the terraces to the pasture fence. In Vermont, grasslands are mostly found in yards, pastures, or meadows, ephemeral plant communities that depend on mowers like me to survive. Without mowing, haying, or grazing, they would slowly seed to perennials, shrubs and sun-loving trees like gray birch, pincherry, chokeberry, aspen, and white pine. In turn, these would eventually yield to shade-tolerant trees like sugar maple, beech, hemlock, and yellow birch. In fact, my lawn and pastures are actually a tiny remnant of that 19th century age when 75% of Vermont's forests were cleared for grazing sheep. And as I push my mower through these man-made Lilliputian prairies, I see immigrants from the immense interior grasslands that used to call our Midwest home. Black-eyed Susan and blue-eyed grass, both prairie wildflowers, grew more abundantly as the forests of the Midwest fell before the long-handled axe. Even the cowbirds that parade around the yard are Midwest refugees. I mowed 5 times this summer, just enough to stem the rising tide of seedling aspens and red maples, whose wind-blown seeds drifted in from the edge of the woods, and red oaks, whose seedlings sprouted from astronomical numbers of acorns that littered my lawn last fall. And while it takes me 4 hours to mow the lawn, I know it could be much worse. If I had to mow the original North American grasslands, more than 1 million square miles of tassel-headed growth, it would take me about 9 million years working 8 hours a day. Instead, nature herself maintained the Great Plains and prairies with drought, fire, and 60 million roving bison. I finished the yard and remember that since the grass has slowed its growth, I'll be mowing less often now. Before long, I'll be raking leaves and shoveling snow.